We have our annual Superior Dome soccer tournament happening. We've got a total of 44 teams rolling into town. Well, not 44 coming into town. 10 of them are going to be local, but the rest of them are coming out, coming on in. We have people, I think there's 6 or 8 teams coming in from Green Bay. Petoskey's bringing some teams, Traverse City. So we got a little bit of a draw. Someone must like that that dome facility. Have you been in there yet?
I've been there a couple times over the years. But, you know, you're absolutely right, especially since we're kind of battling sort of iffy, questionable weather right now, much to our chagrin. You know, you have an opportunity to do an event somewhere like this where at least it's much more controllable.
Oh, absolutely. Just the idea of what you fellas may be talking about tomorrow. And as I was saying off the air, we just painted white lines on green grass, and now we're gonna have to paint green lines on white snow so we can play soccer here. But we'll pull our recreation season together here in the next couple of weeks.
But this is a big tournament. I mean, you've got, as you said, teams coming from all over the region, but lots of players as well.
Absolutely. 620 players, which I think that was bigger than my graduating high school class. So,
well, certainly bigger than mine. I know that.
Yeah. There you go. So there is a lot of kids coming in. And you have to figure, there's probably one parent rolling in with each of these kids.
Oh, I imagine, yeah.
Because we're going to play the first weekend. We're going to be playing U11 up to U14. So that's 10 to 15-year-olds that they'll be coming in. So the majority of those probably aren't driving. Is that
you can't drive up here, no, at 15.
I don't know about Wisconsin. Yeah. I think you could do some things in Wisconsin we can't do. So.
I don't know. That's true. But, you know, you're getting all these people together, and you've got a full slate both weekends with the schedule.
Absolutely. 6 o'clock we fire off on Friday evening. Go up to 11 o'clock will be the last game. So we'll be tucking the dome to bed at midnight, waking it up at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, And we're going to go all the way up to NMU football, which is 2 o'clock. We're going to vacate the dome and then recharge with, we don't get those footballs out of there, and come back with some soccer balls at 6 and kick off some more soccer. We'll be playing 2 games at a time out on the turf. And that goes up to midnight. And then Sunday we fire off again at 7 o'clock. And I believe we go up to 4 or 5 o'clock.
Yeah. And then it seems like, you know, that would be good enough for a tournament, but there's one more weekend of it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you haven't gotten your fill, pretty cheap ticket prices getting in. But if you haven't gotten your fill, you can come back the following weekend, and we'll be putting more soccer on the dome turf. And I mentioned a pretty cheap venue. So it's $3 to get in. Or if you want to buy a weekend pass, it's just $5 a person. So for a lot of soccer.
You can't go wrong.
No, a lot of soccer, a lot of local talent. Like I said, there's 10 teams coming from Marquette. The rest of them will be rolling in from other areas. But a lot of soccer for $5.
Well, it sounds like a good opportunity for you to find out more about Superior Land Soccer and the Soccer Association, because I'm sure people will be able to answer questions there at the event as well.
Absolutely. We'll have quite a few of the board members. I'll be out there a good chunk of it. Amy Neamy is our tournament director. She'll be out there. Look for the people either in a bright orange shirt or a bright orange vest, and they'll be able to direct you or give you more information.
All right, Jim Mackey with us this morning, the president of the Superior Land Soccer Association, the Superior Dome Tournament this weekend and next. Thanks for your time this morning, Jim.
Thanks for having us in.
And keep us posted with other events and activities.